morning. At this moment, right at the end of a year, we naturally pause on the journey of life and reflect on where we've come from and how far we've travelled. We thank God for helping us throughout another year. We've had ups and downs, joys and sorrows, laughter and tears. There have been forks in the road and crossroad moments when we have had to make significant choices. The journey of life has led us through uphill sections and downhill slopes of relatively easy freewheeling. We have known hilltop high moments and also experienced walking through the valley of the shadows of death or some other sad and painful phase of life. Hopefully, we will have known Jesus walking beside us and making the happy moments even more exhilarating. And hopefully we'll have felt Jesus walking beside us as the Good Shepherd when we've been in the valleys and occasionally got lost. So rejoice that you have survived another year. We've got here at last. They can't take 2015 away from us. Been there, done it, got the t-shirt, as they say. No doubt there are a few regrets about missed opportunities, wrong decisions, misunderstandings, hurts caused, but on the whole, can we close this chapter under the heading Mission Accomplished, Job Done, Satisfied with My Performance? If not, remember that God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and quick to forgive. It's a lovely moment on the journey of life when we sit down at a milestone to pause, reflect and catch our breath, and then gather our thoughts and summon our willpower to get up and go into the next leg of the journey with the new year and the future. So, are you ready? Not yet? Too quick? What's the problem? Remember God's words of reassurance to Joshua and the Israelites as they stood in the wilderness, poised to cross the River Jordan and enter the Promised Land. Moses, my servant, is dead, but as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Jesus promised all his disciples, including you and me, fear not, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. And on New Year Sunday, I will always begin the service with these words of Minnie Louise Haskins. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That will be for you better than a light and safer than a known way. Happy New Year.